Sports Radio 929 The Game. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. She is Allie Mack, and he is Michael P. Johnson, along with a little Dylon thrown in the mix and the edited version of Nelly. Threw me off when he said hotness. I was like, hot? No, that's not what he says.
Is he coming to town soon? Lindsay was asking me if I wanted to go to his concert, and I was like, probably not, but I respect it if you want to go.
Man, that is such a good show. Is you it? Should go.
She's
it's such
for,
a good show.
She's like, it's funny, like she's looking for a friend to go with her, and she's like asking me, and I'm like, you could find somebody else that would want to go. I would kindly bow out.
I saw him with Florida Georgia Line.
Like, I did too.
Phenomenal.
That's a random pairing.
And you know who else was with him? Backstreet Boys. When I saw him.
All what? Three of them?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah, they just appeared because they had a song together.
Oh, God, Your Mama and Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They came out. Backstreet Boys came on stage and started singing it. We were in Nashville.
Okay, I was going to say, this didn't happen here.
No.
Okay.
It didn't happen here. Nope.
No, that makes
I was
makes
in Nashville,
sense.
And that was the tour. It was the Nelly, Florida Georgia Line, and Backstreet Boys came out on stage.
Yeah.
So you did your top five list.
Yeah.
Of villains. And I wanted to find a list of villains, a top 10 list. And I found a top 20 list that some magazine did.
Okay.
And they had, and this is really more of an Allie question because you don't know about Star Wars as much, but they had Kylo Ren on the list, and they had Darth Vader at one.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an issue with that.
Why?
Because how does Darth Vader and Kylo Ren both make the ultimate villain list, yet the ultimate villain of Star Wars is Emperor Palpatine? So how does the guy that ran it all, and literally the series that both of them are in, he is the be-all, end-all of evil, and both of those guys turn good. So how is that? Like, that to me is that's very, no.
He's more in the background.
No.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the Star Wars expert. I don't need these Star Wars nerds coming at me. They've already taken over my birthday. And I have dogs named Han and Chewie. But I don't know.
Just saying this, I think that's a flaw. Know. But I appreciate you putting Darth Vader on your honorable mention.
It was a head nod. It was like, look, I understand that this is he's a cult hero in a lot of different ways, and it kind of is what it is. So I don't know much about him, though.
Had you have done TV show villains, had you done that, would Tony Soprano made the list? Because you consider him a villain.
I think that's such a long path. Like, then you got to go like, okay, Walter White's a villain.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's
if
Tony Soprano is worse?
If Tony Soprano's a villain, then Walter White's a villain. Absolutely.
But maybe if you do a list of anti-heroes.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like a subcategory.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I was looking at a list of villains as well. The one that stood out to me was Misery. What is her name? Annie. The woman that takes him, is obsessed with him, and takes him captive, and then just beats him up.
Yeah, that's Kathy Bates that plays the role.
Yeah, Kathy Bates that plays the role.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Kathy Bates is a good villain.
Isn't Kathy Bates also Dolores Claiborne? Who's Dolores Claiborne? That's a very good villain as well.
I believe she is. You guys are over there just chopping it up.
Yeah, it's Kathy Bates as well. That one's because she like kills her husband or whatever because he's abusive. It's crazy. Like, my database is dumb.
Clearly, your list is pretty okay, Mike, if we're having to Google extra people to add to it.
I feel good about it. I feel great about it, actually.
No, I've not criticized your list at all. In fair, I don't want to.
You said it was the best one I've ever done, which I'm like thinking back going, there had to have been one further up than this.
This is the one I can argue the least with.
All right.
Which means it's the best.
All right, fair
the
enough.
The only one, again, Patrick Bateman and Anton Chigurh.
Yeah.
That's American Psycho. And No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men, I definitely gave a look to that. It just, I don't know, didn't quite fit what I was looking for, but it is what it is nonetheless.
He's so evil in that movie.
Real quick before we get the wake-up call, is there anybody, because we're talking about the Falcons roster, anybody on this roster that not a lot of people expect to make that you are hoping makes the list? Because I got one. How about Josh Woods? I really hope Josh Woods makes this team. Really big fan of what he's been been doing. You got him written down too?
Yeah, he's in my middle linebackers. There you go. Inside linebackers.
I'm really hoping he makes the list. I think a lot of people will have J.D. Bertrand in that role or whoever else.
Again, I think Josh Woods is a better version on the defensive side than what they think D'Angelo Malone could be as far as inside. He's kind of in between. Like he's a mixture of all the guys they have on that roster at inside linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's done it on the special teams. I'm also just happy he didn't tear his knee up Friday night because he had a nasty bend his knee back and it looked nasty at first.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. It's time for the wake up call. Allie, I have seen a couple of tweets from people that had issues with the list. We'll get to those in just a minute. But let's go to the phone lines. Dylan, let's go ahead and talk to our buddy Tinker over in Kennesaw. Tinker, it was a perfect list, was it not, my friend?
Man, y'all are brave. Y'all are so brave. But I would probably shut down the social media for a day. Now, my I do like me a good Buffalo Bill character.
He was
the originator of the Tuck Rule. But y'all are so brave, though. Them Star Wars folks, they're coming. They're gonna be like waves. They're gonna be like waves on the beach. Boom.
I'm sure they're already out there.
Guys, y'all, it's for them people.
Well,
I'm telling you, you need to sit down and watch it.
All right, I'll give it a go.
I like Star Wars. I've seen them all. I'm a fan of it, but. No, I mean, I don't think we're worried. I don't think a guy at 6'6", 290 is afraid of a bunch of nerds.
It just feels so insurmountable at this point in my life. It's like it's like a mountain that you
There's
can't climb.
So much to it, and then you have to go back to like the '70s movies, and they're just not. I'm gonna get so much hate for this, but like older movies just don't do it for me. Like it looks old, right? Like it looks old, so it's just not what I'm gonna do. I do have dogs named Han and Chewie though, so you can't come for me.
Wow. Anyways, let's go back. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on the top five or if you got some Falcon stuff you want to discuss.
Too late to vote her off the island.
hey, let's go out to the phone line, Dylan. Let's talk to Rob over in Locust Grove. Rob, what's going on, man? Happy Tuesday.
What's up, home team? Welcome, Allie. My first time calling since Tiffany left, so just want to welcome you to the team as well. I got two. I don't have a problem with the list, but I got two that I really would have liked to probably find a way in there. Number one, you gotta do Frank Lucas, and Denzel would have been on the list twice for playing Frank Lucas in American Gangster, because when that Joker came out talking about $35,000 alpaca, when you got a blot, the wine, man, that one right there was crazy.
Very solid.
And then
I like
the
that.
Other one, you gotta go with my man Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Ooh.
He had finished writing that book, and the whole book said, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy? Man, that was it. That was it. Love you guys, and I love to hear you guys talk about it.
Hey, don't forget, if you're going to put Stephen King, and I know we bring it up with, like, Dolores Claiborne and Misery, but if you're going to put Stephen King bad guys, you got to bring up Pennywise.
Ooh.
That's a good one, too.
That's
a great one, actually. Hey, let's go back out to the phones now. Let's bring in Gary from Calhoun. Gary, what's going on, buddy? Happy Tuesday.
Hey, man. Y'all doing all right this morning?
Doing great, man. Living the dream.
Yeah, I got one of the guys I'd love to see the Falcons keep. That's that Nash kid.
Yeah,
I think
Nash.
He's just. I think he's done a really good job in the preseason games that he's played in. I just really hope they keep him.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say.
Appreciate the phone call. I will say this, and I think you guys will probably agree with this. It was just too much of a hill to climb. Like, I don't think we expected David Sills to be a roster lock midway through preseason. I don't think we expected Chris Blair and Dylan Drummond to have the preseason they've had. And they've been around a little bit. It's not like they're new. And Nick Nash, I think we all heard about him coming in, and he's the offensive player of the year in his conference and everything else. But it was too big of a hill to climb. It's almost like it was not a good team for him to be on, honestly.
I don't really foresee anybody swooping in and taking him, maybe. But he will be back here on the practice squad. He's not a guy that they're just going to walk away from. I don't believe.
No, I agree with you on that. I could point to four of them. You want me to point to the four guys that are rookie, undrafted free agents I think could be on the P squad they're not going to walk away from? Kobe Bryant, Simeon Barrow, Nick Nash, and what's our boy's name that plays left guard? Josh Gray. I think they would have all those guys
absolutely
on the P squad if they can get them to come back.
Absolutely. And guys, you're, look, you're I know where y'all are coming from, too, in a lot of this, is you want these guys because you think there's potential. But you can't – you're trying to win this year. We can't talk out of both sides of our mouth as a fan base and a media that, hey, the pressure's on this year, and then say, well, I hope they keep this guy because I like him, and I think they could be something someday. They got to have guys right now. And I'm with was it Rob? I'm with Gary. I agree with him. I like what, especially the last game, Nick Nash really kind of came into his own.
Very rangy.
But you're going to have to cut him and bring him back to the practice squad. You can't put him on the 53. He's not helping you win a game in two weeks.
I would argue that we're keeping six, which is more than they kept last year on me and you, both of our projection.
Yeah.
I would argue that he's probably in ninth place in the wide receiver room.
Yeah, right? I don't think he's over Blair.
No, I don't either.
Or Drummond. Because they do more right now.
Yeah, they do. He is rangy. He's a good player, just not there yet.
Well, we got to put a pin in that conversation because we're going to get back to it in a moment. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. And coming up, we do have a few more names to list for that 53-man roster. It is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.